It is the state that must apply the law in a manner that offers redress and that brings the guilty parties to justice. But the laws also protect the accused, and that is the wonder and beauty of the American system of justice. We don't drag people out of their beds in the middle of the night and lynch them. We don't torture people. We don't beat them. We apply the law equally to both sides. The law that protects society protects all of society. In this case, we will show that the evidence that the state will produce is seriously flawed. We will show not only that there is room for reasonable doubt, and you will hear more about that idea at the end of this trial, but that the doubt that Steve Harmon has committed any crime at all, is overwhelming. As Mr. Harmon's attorney, all I ask of you, the jury, is that you look at Steve Harmon now and remember that at this moment, the American system of justice demands that you consider him innocent. He is innocent until proven guilty. If you consider him innocent now, and by law you must, if you have not prejudged him, then I don't believe we will have a problem convincing you that nothing the state will produce will challenge that innocence. Thank you.
Steve's lawyer, Ms. O'Brien, just told the jury how she wants them to understand the case, that there is no proof that Steve is guilty. Again, we don't know if that's true. We'll have to keep reading. Next, we're going to hear from Asa Briggs. He's the defense attorney for James King, so you can bet that he's going to try to show why King isn't guilty of the murder. Let's go to Cut to Briggs on page 27.
Cut to Briggs. Briggs. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Asa Briggs, and I will be defending Mr. King. Ms. Petrocelli, representing the state, has presented this case in very broad and grandiose terms. But you will soon see that her key witnesses are among the most self-serving, heartless people imaginable. Some of them will begin their testimony by swearing that they are criminals. You will have the unpleasant task of listening to people who have committed crimes, who have lied and stolen, and in at least one instance has been an admitted, and let me emphasize this, an admitted accomplice to murder. But